You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishor. 719,000 Americans filed for initial unemployment in the week ending March 27th. That is a large number. It's also an increase of 61,000 from the week before. It's not what one would prefer to see, but if we zoom out, the four-week moving average is down 10,000. It's at its lowest level since March of 2020. Speaking of jobs, President Biden's infrastructure plan aims to create them. It would spend about $2 trillion over 8 years and likely raise corporate taxes for 15 years to pay for it. Our next guest argues that when we think about infrastructure and infrastructure jobs, we should be thinking in generational terms. Joseph Kane is a senior research associate at Brookings and joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you've written about the need not just for infrastructure jobs, but to think about this as creating a talent pipeline. Why do you say that? What do you mean by a talent pipeline and infrastructure?
So when we often talk about infrastructure, we talk about its potential to stimulate economic activity. We think about construction projects. We think of those short-term opportunities that might be available when we improve our roads, our bridges, our water systems, our energy systems. But the larger opportunity here is more in terms of operation and maintenance. These are generational investments in many different types of physical systems all across the country.
In terms of pay and quality, are infrastructure-related jobs, the ones that you're talking about, I mean, where do they fall on the spectrum of job quality and income?
They not only can pay more on average, but what I like to stress is that they can pay more for entry-level workers or workers who are looking to transition into these positions. So those workers who are just at the beginning rungs of their career ladder. What's also crucial to emphasize here is the educational barriers to entry, that only about a half, 53.4% of infrastructure workers have a high school diploma or less, compared to around a third of all workers nationally. So those formal educational barriers to entry are also lower in this case. And there are many, many replacement needs in these positions too, that up to a quarter of this workforce will need to be replaced over the next decade.
Joseph Kane is a senior research associate and associate fellow at the Metropolitan Policy Program at the Brookings Institution. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.